This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
From deep in the heart of Texas, ancestral nesting area of my family, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining me on this 21st day of October 2003. And all the ladies and all the gentlemen and all the children and all the ships at sea and those listening in Africa and Asia and Europe and Latin America and all over North America, welcome to this transmission against tyranny that millions of people come together each day and each night to resist the tyranny, to discuss the world, to relearn history, and to stand against tyranny. Thank you for joining us. Big second hour. We'll give you more of the developments with the Terry Schiavo Schindler case, with the House voting to give the governor a chance to give her a reprieve if damages aren't already irreparable. It's, frankly, it probably is, but it's good to at least not let these dogs totally kill her. Also, they're saying that Princess Diana wrote letters, and we got copies of them saying they were going to kill her, which is what they obviously did, quote, in a car wreck. It's coming out that Bush was involved, Bush Senior, the Prescott Bush, Skull and Bones Bohemian Grove master, Senator Bush, with the Nazis, as if we didn't already know that years ago. Also, we're going to get into the brewing World War III with Syria, Iran, and Israel. And, of course, we're going to get into a bunch of election fraud news, a new good gun bill that Ron Paul's introduced, and a lot more. Right now, let's talk to Mike in Ohio. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'd like to talk about Terry.
Yes.
Well, there are a lot of cases where people have gone into comas that I have known over the years.
She's not in a coma.
She's not.
She's conscious with her eyes open begging.
Well, the fact
listed cases with Wall Street Journal, Leslie Smith, where the people audibly say, "Honey, please give me water, I'm dying," and they still kill them.
She actually articulated some kind of speech.
Yes, over the last 13 years, yes.
Can you talk about situations where people have, families have experienced things like that and have come out of it or achieved some kind of success? Because I've known people have been in even comas for periods of time, and somehow they've come out of it.
My
the technology
uncle was in
available.
It. Hey, my uncle was in it for 6 weeks, and he's fine today.
How did he get him out of it?
Well, he flew off a motorcycle when he got hit head-on by a truck and flew about 100 feet and smashed.
Yeah, I had a couple of buddies that did that, too.
And his brain was literally out on the pavement, and part of his brain was removed. And 6 weeks later, he came out of the coma.
So you grew up in suburban Dallas, huh?
Yes.
Well, where I grew up, I experienced a lot of what you experienced with society and the drugs and prostitution and the whole rings.
Well, I was talking about the sheriff being a drug dealer. We all knew it for years. He finally went to prison. Weird occult stuff, just rampant.
Right.
I mean, I grew up watching that, and I knew how corrupt the government was. All the kids knew.
Watching that, and what our prostitution rings had to do with kids, child pornography, and the rest, sex rings, and all of that. I had to grow up trying to fight that with my family. That sort of thing that.
Well, that's
my family.
That's harrowing. That's horrible.
It's strange because I tried working with a couple of pastors trying to get kids out of that and being aware of that sort of thing. You know, because you talked. What was that incident about that one lady whose boy come missing, and for a number of years he showed it back up at her door? What was that case?
Yeah, well, we've had those guests on. There's been a lot of those cases, and a lot of that ties into some of the occult encampments of the elite. This has come out. We've had Senator DeCamp on covering this, and it's so horrible, it's hard to believe. But Congresswoman McKinney, when I interviewed her a few weeks ago, talked about the UN and the white slavery rings. They were caught with DynCorp, with hundreds of thousands of women being flown out to slave brothels, women and children. Thanks for the call. Yeah, and again, good people As good people, we can't get our minds around this type of horror. But it's going on under the rocks, and the government's running it all. Your calls, more news coming up.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're 8 minutes and 25 seconds into the second hour, 21st of October, 2003. I'm Alex Jones. We're about to go back to Charles and Andre and Bill and Emily and many others that are patiently holding. But let me right now get into some more of the news because this is all extremely important. Bush Fox make amends. That's the headline out of the San Jose Mercury News. Bangkok. Hey, Bush has got a lot of holdings in those pens over there. A lot of DynCorp goodies. President Bush and Mexican President Vicente Fox, putting an icy rift over Iraq behind them, met Monday. Yeah, icy rift, staged event. Met Monday for the first time in a year and agreed that their governments would try again next month to tackle the touchy issue of immigration. The two neighbors held a 30-minute reconciliation session on the sidelines of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in the Thai capital, where North Korea and counterterrorism have dominated the agenda. As Bush and East Asian leaders conferred on how to deal with North Korea's nuclear weapons program, North Korea fired an anti-ship ballistic missile in the seas between South Korea and Japan. The test firing, apparently part of a military exercise, came one day after Bush announced that he would favor giving North Korea written security guarantees if it abandoned its nuclear arms program. North Korea has routinely used provocative military demonstrations to draw attention to its diplomatic demands. U.S. officials described the meeting between Bush and Fox as relaxed and very warm, and said it ended with an invitation to Fox to visit Bush's Texas ranch in the coming months. To visit the Texas set with the little hay bales and the tractor. Both sides acknowledged that reaching an immigration accord, Fox's top foreign policy goal, would be difficult. The Mexican leader wants the United States to expand permanent visas and guest worker programs to Mexicans and give legal status to about 3.5 million undocumented Mexican migrants who live and work in the United States. Yeah, you mean 30-something million. Now, about a month before 9/11, Bush was trying to get the bill passed for open borders, blanket amnesty, unlimited. You can get here, you're legal, we'll issue a national ID card. And over 800 cities accept the matricula from Poland, Mexico, Venezuela, you name it. You can go buy one. The leader of the Colorado Senate we had on, his staff went and got four ID cards in one day with different names, the same person, just to prove this. I mean, it's out of control, but they want you to have the Pentagon watching you and drones in the skies and surveillance blimps and FBI reading the email and all of this and everything you buy being tracked and microchips and everything. And, you know, domestic CIA, but the border is more open than ever, and thousands of Border Patrol leaving to be air marshals. U.S. officials have been reluctant to legalize immigrants who have entered the country illegally. Oh, really? There is some support in the Bush administration and Congress for increasing the number of permits for temporary Mexican workers, but even that proposal fell off Bush's agenda after September 11th attacks, shifting his focus to the need for stringent border security, which is a total lie. They tried to get it passed before 9/11 because they knew they were about to do that to us. And then afterwards, they got up there and acted like they were going to do something when they didn't. Fox said he and Bush agreed that cabinet officials of the two countries would try to set a schedule for resolving the issue during the annual meeting of their bi-national commission set for November 12th in Washington. They're surely going to require a great quantity of discussions, dialogue, negotiations, Fox said. But the important thing is that both presidents are returning to the bilateral agenda with great enthusiasm. Before North Korea launched its missile, Bush said on his way into a breakfast meeting with South Korean President Roo Moo-hyun, "We're making good progress on peacefully solving this issue with North Korea." Roe thanked the United States for making efforts to make progress. Very interesting. Okay, continuing with the news. Your calls are coming up here in a little while. BBC today, microchip could do away with pills. Sorry, we don't use cash anymore, and, well, there's no self-serve anymore, and you got to check yourself out in the checkout line, and you want these pills, you got to implant this little chip. See how they phase everything in? Scientists in the United States have developed a new way of taking medicines which could improve the effectiveness of some treatments, including HIV therapy. Writing in the Journal of Nature Materials, they described a drug-containing microchip which can be implanted in the body. This then releases the medication slowly so the patient no longer has to take any pills. They already have these. Most drugs are still taken orally, but this has drawbacks. Biggest one is human error. Simply forgetting to take your medicine can seriously affect how well the medicine works. Oh, and sometimes the pharmacists rip you off or make a mistake, see? It'll save a life. Hundreds of thousands get sick, tens of thousands die from bad prescriptions or wrong prescriptions. That's the numbers. We all just need chips. So this new microchip, which is just over a centimeter in length, can provide a way of delivering exactly the right dose, exactly the right time, therefore making the drug work as well as possible. Keeping track, the chip surface is covered with little grooves where the drugs can be loaded. It is then covered with different types of polymer, which slowly biodegrade, releasing each dose at a different time. Yeah, it's like women taking Norplant and their ovaries rotting out. It is then covered with different types of polymer, which slowly biodegrade. This type of drug delivery could be very useful for patients who have to take many different tablets at specific times each day, for instance, those with HIV. Also, patients suffering from dementia who cannot remember when they take their drug. Yeah, we'll test it on the prisoners and on the Alzheimer's people first. And Alzheimer's is exploding because of all the aluminum and all the garbage and all the aspartame, and the autism's exploding because of the vaccines, and they got drugs to treat it, don't worry. chips out of fashion at Prada. This is out of Financial Review. When the Italian fashion house Prada opened a new store in New York last year, its use of radio frequency identification technology, microchips, received as much attention as the clothes, shoes, and embalmic Prada bags, whatever that means. Prada used the wireless chips on its product labels to both track merchandise and provide shoppers with tailored information on products. You'd walk in, it'd flash your face on big screens, say your name to you, they'd walk over and know what you like, know what your size is. People didn't like it, it turns out. Sales assistants had wireless chip readers to access a database that stored detailed information on products and on the customer's buying habits, it goes on. But now those chip labels have been quietly removed, and an example of the kind of cultural barrier that technologists could never have predicted. Oh, no. You just admit you're going to have radio readers all over town tracking us with this, and with the internal documents with Homeland Security got leaked, that it is part of a control grid. It's admitted. Realize how chilling that is, how dark and wicked that is. But now those chip labels have been quietly removed. It turns out the ladies who shopped at Prada objected to the data collection, said Terry Ritter, anti-technology forecaster at PricewaterhouseCoopers. They did mind Prada keeping track of what they bought and when, but they did mind the store knowing what size they wore. Shopping remains stubbornly resistant to high-tech innovations. Oh, it's just an innovation. It's like the little tattoos on the concentration camp victims, run by IBM, by the way, and their little international business machine. The Bushes were involved in that, of course. The Jews didn't like the innovation, I guess. It was just up to technology, but now our fringes, wardrobes, and kitchen cupboards would be in constant electronic communication with warehouses around the globe. Any deficiency would be addressed automatically. Oh, so see, it's all connected. They'll watch you in your house. And it says, if we insisted on still physically choosing our own goods at retail outlet, cash and checkout operators would be an anachronism viewed in much the same way as stick-on price tags. Oh, they said that if they had their way, the company says, no more cash, you'll have to use the chips. But in reality, there are still significant barriers to the adoption of retail technologies that are unlikely to be removed in the effort in the short term, medium term. That's why the internal DARPA/Homeland Security documents meeting in a private meeting with representatives of the Fortune 500, and admittedly, a big auditorium with the leaders of the Fortune 500 all there in Chicago. This is the closed door meetings. In the open meetings, they were going, our Babylon system is close to completion. We had Catherine Albrecht on. She said it was all these biblical systems. The angel will soon control Babylon. These are quotes. Babylon system almost up. And everyone would start giggling and rubbing their hands together. Folks, you didn't fall into the Twilight Zone. This is true. NoCards.com's got all the documents. I've read it all in the news. Our Babylon system's going well. Governor Ridge said, though your studies show that 78% of people are against this, they can be pacified. They can be made to not resist. And they used other terms like neutralizing opposition. Though most Americans are against this, they're apathetic. Institute. They will be forced to accept. These are quotes, people. Governor Ridge with them in a secret meeting. Ha ha ha. And then these idiots left it on the back of a website in an accessible area. They had their server with classified documents open by the grace of God. Or maybe somebody's leaking this. And what did it say? What did it do? What did Ridge say? What did Walmart say? They said, well, Walmart was instrumental in 84 with making people accept the barcode. It was unaccepted till then. But Walmart did it, and everybody else had to, because they tell the manufacturers, we're the biggest retail. Now they're a lot bigger than they were, 34% of total market of all retail sales of anything. And they told Walmart, they said, you got the universal product code in. Now we want you to force this on them. And Walmart is rampaging to do it. Do you understand? They're talking about neutralizing you, neutralizing your opposition. We're going to come back, and we'll go to Charles and Andre and Bill and others. If you want to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. We'll take with some more calls, and I'll get into Ron Paul's new good gun bill. Also, our troops not being given mental treatment even when they've been shot. They're, for months, they have to lay there in like pits of flies in open-air cinder block buildings. That's mainstream news. High court to decide right to refuse the national ID card. The same thing's happening in England. Universal tyranny coming in. It's all coming up after this break. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's the boss on this highway.
No, you're not. You're not the guy who's the boss on this highway.
When you're driving my way, if you break
the American people are, and you would be revered and supported and loved like you once were, given the piece of pie, the hot coffee. You couldn't buy yourself lunch if you go back to being peace officers. But you've been trained how to be goons for the New World Order. Many of you have been. It's a lot of the good cops trying to keep you in line. The feds want to train you how to be goons, so then when you get in trouble, they can come in and federalize your city. So wake up and join the American people again. All right, we're about to go to these loaded phone lines and then back into this stack of news of new election fraud developments, World War III developments, great Second Amendment developments, a bunch of key stuff, folks. But right now, Charles in Louisiana, then Andre and others. Go ahead, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm doing good, Charles. Good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, I get discouraged sometimes, but I still listen to you every day. I really do. I'm hooked on you.
For those that don't know, Charles, you've made over 3,000 copies of the videos.
Over 3,800 copies.
Now, we hadn't talked. You haven't probably called in about 6 months.
Oh, it's been 4 months.
Hey, I thought of you. You said that you were tortured in Louisiana for a crime you didn't commit with a bag over the head. And the Russians.
Yeah, they make you sign a statement. They put a plastic bag over your head and they put a pinhole into the mouth.
But the Russians yesterday are admitting that that's how they get confessions of kids they think stole a stereo, is they put the, quote, elephant mask on them and do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to sign the statement because I did it twice. I think it caused some brain damage to me. But they take a clear bag and they don't want to pull it off. But that a bag goes down in your throat, you get very little air, just like a pinhole.
You can end up like Terry Schiavo when that happens.
Yes.
Or Shivo.
Yeah, but they and then when you go to prison, they start taking your blood, buying your blood, giving you $10 for a pint of plasma.
And if you got AIDS, it goes right to Canada and is put back in our blood supply.
The AIDS. No, they don't check the AIDS. When you go to prison, they sign up for the blood deal. They give you $20 a week. And if you don't sell the blood, the food gets so bad that you can't hardly eat it. So they control you with the food, prison.
Just like body snatchers, like a coven of vampires.
Yes, sir. Well, but I was listening to you this morning when you said that the American people are just sucking their thumbs. We better wake up. God knows we better wake up. For our children's sake, for this country, we still got your programs, and people need to support this. They need to do something. If it's anything, do something, and we will take back our country.
Well, Charles, I'll tell you the biggest thing, and you've done it. Cynthia McKinney ran up, hugged me, and said, "Your film, Road to Tyranny, woke me up." She then went into the UN and child kidnapping on tape. She went into how the films are incredible. And this is a woman who woke up, we deprogrammed a super liberal, and her own party turned against her. The Dixie Chicks woke up because of this show. And I'm not bragging, I have this from their manager. I mean, this is the reality, and those are just examples of what people like you did, making copies of the videos.
Well, you're doing more good than you realize. It's just that the people don't know what to do. And if they can't do anything, but if it's just to give a relation one of your tapes... The other day I passed, they had some guys shooting guns, 5 guns. I went out and I gave them a tape of Bohemian Grove, Dark Secrets of Bohemian Grove. And I passed back, and they was amazed. They was outraged. They never even heard of this. They was just shooting some guns in the field. I just went out there and gave them tapes. But the thing is, people, they turn off the radio program, and it stops right there. You encourage people, but people's got to take their own initiative to go beyond this. Promote this program. If everybody would just listen to this program 1 week, we could take back our country. Just think of that. If everybody just listened to this program 1 week and check you out, we could take back this country. If everybody
Charles, over a year ago, you told the story of you were giving out copies of the tapes. The police were threatening to arrest you. And 6 months later, they were shaking your hand and paying you for additional copies.
Yes.
And buying you a cup of coffee at the donut shop.
Yeah, yes. He threatened to take my chihuahua, you remember? He even threatened to take my dog. I had my dog. I was selling flags for Larry Nichols supporting this program.
Well, for folks that don't know, Charles, tell folks about the sea change you saw in your community from the thousands of videos you handed out.
Oh, I had a little meeting every day with 27 people. We started giving shortwave radios, secondhand shortwave radios to people. Policemen that was against me thought I was crazy. After a while, I become my friends. Well, I moved since then. I'm in a different parish, and I'm doing the same thing here. I just churches have bored me out of their churches. Donut shops have thrown me out. But after a while, they come around. After a while, they do. They might think you kind of crazy, but after they look at the tape, they start talking around. You just keep passing it out. Don't defend the tape. Just give them the tape.
I'll tell you why that's happening. They watch it, and they already know most of what's in it, and especially police. They go, this guy knows exactly what we're being taught. He's not lying to us. He's just telling us straight. And that's the power, because we're telling the truth, and the truth will burn a hole right through a mountain of lies like a particle beam. Thank you for the call, Charles. You keep it up, and God bless you, my friend, my brother. We'll be back with more calls, more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate from Vim & Bigger.
I heard about Collagenate through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me, and they're saying, what have you done? And just tell them I went on Collagenate. I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Ann's personal experience while taking Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. Why don't you see what Collagenate can do for you? Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. You got to call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094.
We're about to go to Andre, Bill, Bob, John, Joseph, and others quickly, so everybody stay right there. You know what happens? A police officer in a big city like Baltimore, Maryland, or a middle-sized town like Austin, or a small town like Fredericksburg, Texas, will be given a copy of Road to Tyranny. And they will see in the film, state police arresting a naval veteran, a woman, a farm wife with no criminal record, because she simply said, you can't stop me at a checkpoint. They had a bunch of cars pulled over and demand my papers when I've done nothing wrong. Fourth Amendment. They jerk her out of the car, say, what are we going to charge her with? We'll charge her with resisting. They frame her right there on the side of the road and take her to jail. Now, you got to know that's wrong. If you're not just an egomaniac, well, she didn't lick my boots properly. Then we show you FEMA in Kansas City, sitting there before firefighters and police. This is in early 2001, saying, quote, all Christians are terrorists and enemies of the federal government. all the founding fathers are terrorists, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Then we show the training manuals where they say gun owners, Christians, homeschoolers, defenders of the U.S. Constitution, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution. Then I point out in the film, I go, police, didn't you swear an oath to this evil document? And you know, this all started under Bill Clinton. It's gotten even worse under Bush. That's what FEMA and Homeland Security are out doing. They're not worried about the Arabs or the open borders. Or, you know, there's record numbers of visas being issued to people from countries that are listed as terrorist sponsors by the State Department. Nothing's being done. We point that out in the film. And I mean, what do you say to that as a police officer? It's the facts. There's no jury in the world, if shown these facts, wouldn't know something was wrong. Now you got to ask yourselves, is what this government's doing good for your pension? Good for your children's future? Do you like being put in the position of no-knock search warrants for drugs that we all know that the government ships in total and then is broken up as a pretext for control and to populate the prisons? The bigger the prisons get, the more crime, the more money spent on education, the more stupid our children get, the more money we spend on terror, fighting terror, the more terror. The more machine guns and black ski masks you're given, the more cops get killed. The numbers of cops being killed are up while crime's down. Your own SWAT teams kill your own officers. Every week I see an article where it happens. This isn't good for you. This isn't a good life for you. Being hated by the people isn't a good life for you. So join us. Join us. We're friendly. We're nice. We love those that stand up against tyranny. We love those that are honorable. And the more of you stand up, the more it becomes safe for you to do so. I mean, don't get like the New York police that are so pathetic that they have to put full-page ads in the New York Post and New York Daily News saying, we're sorry, we've been ordered to squeeze you and double the fines and give you tickets for no reason. We've been ordered to do so because of a budget shortfall. The budget's a scam. They got plenty of money. The government prints the money. The Comprehensive Annual Financial Report in New York, they got over $1 trillion slush fund. Even after the recession, it was $1.3 trillion. Now it's a trillion. This is the reality. I mean, the police are so hated now in New York that not one, but hundreds were caught, ordered to give tickets during the blackouts for when cars were stuck in the road. When people didn't feed their parking meters, citizens were out directing traffic. Join us. Come back into humanity. Join the American people. Stand up against tyranny. Be part of history. Be a real man. Be a real woman. Be strong enough to have the moral courage to face the facts of what we're saying. We'll be the best friends you ever had. Stop going after the good people of America. Stop getting young teenagers into the system for petty reasons, for things you know you did, and that cops let you go for petty things when you were young. And you'd be in the system now and have no future if they wouldn't have been common sense. And you're not common sense. And let me tell you, what you do to those young people is going to happen to your children or your grandchildren or your nephews or nieces. Have some common decency. We're not your enemy. You work for a corrupt military-industrial complex whose own white papers say they're going to destroy this country, and you with it. All right, let's take calls. Andre in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Alex. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. I happen to be one of those people that you mentioned, one of those cops. But I'm a good one, though. I'm not a bad one.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your service and your...
I mean, it's just, it's really frustrating, Alex. I mean, you're trying to just do your job, and you got these ego cops getting in the way and messing up, and nothing ever happens to them.
And society's degenerating. You do have a bunch of hedonistic, demonic animals to deal with.
Oh, yeah. And the ranks above you are really bad, and they're the ones that make the rank. It's really frustrating, let me tell you. But what I really wanted to say is that I liked your show. I enjoy it. And there's a bunch of us, a small group of us that talk about this kind of thing, and we think it's wrong too, so not everybody's bad. There's a small percentage of us.
Well, it's a growing percentage. Listen, I mean, and I shouldn't get preferential treatment. But the last three times I've been pulled over in Austin, because I'm going to admit it, I speed, folks. I'm not a reckless driver. These roads are built to go 80 miles an hour on. That's how fast I drive if it's not a bunch of traffic. I mean, if it's 10 o'clock at night, there's no one on Mopac, I'm going 80 miles an hour. And so are you, police. It's common sense. These roads are designed for 85 mile an hour. But the point is, they drive 100 on the Autobahn and have less wrecks. But the point here is, I get pulled over and they'll just smile and say, Alex, just stop driving fast. Now, why are they letting me go? I don't know. But the point here is that I've been out on the streets with the police, and a lot of them smile at me and go, I can't talk to you, Alex. Watch the show. You know, so I know. But, again, they're like the American people. They still follow these illegal, unconstitutional mandates. How do you change that when the top is rotten and giving you a dirty job to do?
Well, that takes the act of the public. I mean, overwhelmingly, it's the public that has to change it. I mean, they're the ones that elect these goofs. I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, and that includes me, you know. So, but...
Well, I mean, are police starting to figure out that SWAT teams get citizens and cops killed?
Sure. I mean, my own SWAT team, I don't really delve into that group too much.
Well, let me give you an example.
All right.
There were a bunch of police in a Tiger Mart a few months ago. This is about 6 months ago now. And one of them was Billy Hansen, Mike Hansen's brother. I'm friends with him, you know, like to eat and stuff. And I pull up, I see him, I walk and start talking to him. They're going, yeah, they want us to take smallpox shots. We're not going to do it. We saw your show. We know the truth. We checked it out. It's true. I looked online. Oh, man, did you hear about that cop getting killed? It's horrible. You know, they got to do something about these SWAT teams. I was talking to one of the other cops who were like, yeah, we all know it was the cops that shot the cop, and they just grabbed some innocent guy and said he did it. I'm having this discussion with police. There's like five or six of them for like 20 minutes. And one of them goes up and buys a drink and another candy bar and goes, here, Alex, have a candy bar. And I go, no, I can't accept gifts. So, you know, right. Again, but then I get mad because I'm downtown with my wife, then my girlfriend, and some guy who I know in the gym's a steroid head. I've seen the guy. Comes over with a shaved head, tattoos, black gloves, starts grabbing on me, demanding to see. You know, I don't need to put up with that.
No.
So there's this cadre of about, I'd say, 20% of these gang member cops. Then you got about 60% that just want to do their job. You got another 20-30% that are just idiots. I mean, what? Break down the percentages for us, Andre.
Well, I'd say you got it right on the head. I mean, there's a small percentage of us that hate to see the egos, you know, swell out there. The ego, the people with the egos are the ones that are getting promoted, and, you know, and the rest of us are just taking it. I mean, but...
Well, help me understand something, officer. When I see the state police in Texas, I know you're in Wisconsin. Where are you, Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Now, and people go, how did he know that? It's the most populous area in the state. It's a good guess. You say it's a big department. So you're in Milwaukee. Now, what is Milwaukee? It's about the size of Austin, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so. I've never really been to Austin. But,
okay, but a million people, more than a million?
Probably about a million.
Okay, well, that's what we are, you know, with the metro area, surrounding areas. Why do I see state police? I've never seen the APD doing it. State police with an old woman standing there with her goods all over the road, then they'll have the old woman put her stuff back in the car. How do police get that sick to not understand that's abusive?
Well, sure, it's abusive, but I don't know the situation. You know, I couldn't answer that.
But, I mean, I see families doing it. I mean, what would it be like for you if you weren't a police officer, you're on a Sunday drive, they pull you over and make you put all your stuff out on the side of the road for 30 minutes? I mean, wouldn't that humiliate you?
Oh, sure, but why did you get pulled over? What? You see where I'm going with this?
No, I understand. Listen, I've been speeding before, and I'm like, look, give me the ticket. Okay, I did wrong.
Sure.
And they'll go, let me search your car. And I go, no, I don't use drugs. Go get a warrant. And they'll let me go. But other people just go, sure, search my car. In fact, we stopped our car 100 yards away before, waited until the police officer leaves, or run over and talk to the people, and they'll just say, well, I was going 5 miles over the speed limit. My whole point is, how do we stop people for speeding while the borders are wide open, while there's illegal aliens committing felonies everywhere?
Well, that's true. I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, I don't really deal on the state or the federal level, but...
What are you going to do if they announce that you're being drafted for part of a domestic security force and you're going to have to take a smallpox and anthrax shot?
Quit.
You won't have to quit. Everybody's going to say no. Did it even get down to your level discussing the smallpox shot?
No.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
No. I enjoy your show and keep it up.
All right. Thank you, Andre, for your call. And be safe out there. Why anybody would take that job, too? I mean, the society has degenerated. I mean, it's not just cops that are turning into slobs. The citizens look like some type of mutated, warmed-over death. I mean, the young people are a bunch of just moronic banshees. And I mean, I watch these cop shows sometimes when I'd watch TV, and just the going into houses with the junk everywhere and the needles all over the place and some drunk attacking the police and the cops get cut. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't want that job. I wouldn't want that job. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Indiana. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I have just two questions, and one of them is, are you going to discuss the NRA this week, their agenda?
Yes, I said I was going to do that, and I am. It's really hard to try to line up Bernadine Smith with Larry Pratt, with JPFO Aaron Zellman, but yes, I'm on that.
Okay, and the other question is, what do you think of Howard Dean as a candidate for vice president?
You're talking about the Vermont governor?
Yes, sir.
I think he's horrible.
Okay.
I mean, he's a leftist. Look, this is what they do. They've got the globalists win, whether it's a left-wing or a fake right-wing takeover. The government policies are exactly the same. They don't like Dean, though. Their boy is Wesley Clark, who's worse. I mean, if I had a choice between Dean and Wesley Clark, it'd be Dean. And you know what? I'll tell you, I think Dean's better than George Bush, because at least we know what he is, and he's honest about what he is.
Right.
I mean, with Bush, you get massive government, gun control, open borders, loss of liberty, and the neocons are asleep. Clark, you've got somebody who will be a war hawk for the national ID card, for national draft, everything Bush wants, everything the CFR wants, Clinton's roommate, Rhodes Scholar, former head of NATO. I mean, Clark is their boy.
Okay. Hey, one other question.
Let me ask you, what do you think of Dean?
Well, I called their office this morning, and I asked him about the Social Security, and I asked him about the gun control, and then she put me on their website. I didn't check it all out yet, but they're going to send me something.
Where does he say he's on gun control?
He's going to leave it up to the... You go to their civil rights and justice part of their website, and he's supposedly for sensible gun control.
Yeah, what did I just say? No, what did I just say to you?
Yeah.
That is, look, whether it's the NRA or Handgun Control, Inc., or Howard Dean, they're all together, same lingo, setting up a legal framework to totally disarm us.
Yep.
And Howard Dean is a gun-grabbing worm.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, he's not going to get elected because he's not their man.
Okay.
Their man is George W. and Wesley Clark.
Mm.
And either way, they get the same person. They might as well be the same person.
Okay. Hey, one other thing I want to tell you. You'd be surprised how many children that are in high school, now freshmen, sophomore, and juniors, and some graduates, a lot of them, don't know how to use a ruler. Yes, they don't know how to use a ruler.
So you're a school teacher?
Well, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. Sir, have you read Deliberate Dumbing Down by Charlotte Isherby?
Yes, I talked to her, yes.
Well, great. I mean, it's government documents, how to dumb the kids down, how to not let you teach.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't know how to use a ruler. They don't know where Iraq is. They don't know how many continents. I know almost every adult I know who just got out of high school or college, they don't know where continents are, sir.
Yes.
They don't know how many continents. They don't know what the Fourth Amendment is.
It's pathetic.
But they'll tell you how many freedoms they've got. Nobody took none of my freedoms.
Yeah. In mathematics, I was doing the same work a lot of freshmen are doing now in the fourth and fifth grade.
My father could fluently read at about a 6th, 7th grade level by the time he was 3 and a half, 4.
Mm-hmm.
My father was doing trigonometry when he was a sophomore in high school.
Right.
My father, I mean, I'm a dribbling, gibbering idiot compared to him.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He knows how to do machine work. He knows how to shoe a horse. He knows how to ride a horse. He knows how to run a chainsaw, run a trot line. He knows how to, you know, he knows how to do everything.
Sure.
He knows how to clean a gun. And I'm light years ahead of most of these people.
Yeah.
We're getting stupider and dumber and more moronic.
Yeah, it's gone. I think the public education system is
my dad knows how to fix a car. He has 10 times the skills I have.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, and I got 10 times the skills these high school kids have got.
Right.
All they know how to do is play Nintendo and smoke pot,
mm-hmm.
and prepare themselves to go into the prisons.
Yeah. I think you're pretty close.
Hey, that's a good population of slaves, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So how do we turn it around?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, in second and third grade, they give them calculators, and they don't even know if they get the right answer. I'm serious. That's pathetic. I mean, I don't know. I'd throw them in a trash can or box them up and put them in a cupboard somewhere.
And now they say, no need to teach spelling. We have spell checkers. Beginning is totally dependent.
Right.
Thanks for the call,
Thank
my
you.
Friend. Good to hear from you, Bill. We'll come back and take more calls, Bob and others.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com
or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, I've done a pretty good job at covering a lot of the top stories and key stuff. And before the show ends in the next hour, I'm going to recap some of the top stories for those that just joined us. The Bush family with Hitler, the British government killing Princess Di. Incredible evidence coming out of that, as if we didn't already know it. High court to decide right to refuse a national ID card. Simultaneously, same thing's going on in England and Europe as they unify it. You watch these rulings say, oh, you can have a national ID card. Also, I'm going to get into our troops not being taken care of, a bunch of election fraud. Maryland Democrats want outside voting machine audit. Washington Post. E-vote firm seeks voter approval after being caught in fraud. That's just some of what's coming up. I'll also get into Syria and Iran. And the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. About to go to Bob and John and Everett and Jim and others. A lot of great calls today. We'll keep that going into the next hour. Before I end this hour, and then before that, I'll try to get to your calls, I want everybody to stop sitting around and stop waiting. We got a tool that'll wake people up. It's riveting. They're powerful. They're informative. They're dynamic. You're authorized to make copies so you can hand them out to everybody in your circle. You can get them out to opinion makers, talk show hosts in your area. They're documentary films, documentary videos. I got pro Second Amendment t-shirt, anti-tyranny t-shirt, bumper stickers, a book I've written, a book I've published, other great books by other great authors I carry. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get 9/11, A Road to Tyranny, 2.5-hour video. Get Police State, 3 Total Enslavement. Get Masters of Terror. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Don't wait. They're so informative. They're unlocking minds en masse. And we can do it grassroots. This is a special forces information warfare tactic with small printed pamphlets, audio cassettes. Now we use video cassettes, even more powerful. The founding fathers used this in the decade leading up to 1776. Join us. Samuel Adams used his beer money to basically print hundreds of thousands of pamphlets. Join us. Help us. In the spirit of Samuel Adams and George Washington and Patrick Henry. 1-888-253-3139 to join us in the spirit of Samuel Adams. 1-888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Join us. Adams is up there in heaven, folks. This is being part of history here. 1-888-253-3139 or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Don't wait. Make the call right now. Operators are there 24 hours a day. Bob in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, you're not going to believe this one. A friend of mine just came to me with this documentation. He's working for a municipal government, okay, and along with his W-4 and all of his other tax and INS paperwork, at the back of the worksheet, he has this thing handed to him. It says the Oath of Allegiance. And it says, and let me read this. It says, I, with the name to be put in there, do solemnly swear or affirm that I have never willfully advocated, advised, or taught the doctrine that the government of the United States or any state or any political subdivision thereof should be overthrown or overturned by force, violence, or any unlawful means, that I have never organized or helped to organize or become a member of any society or group of persons which teaches or advocates such a doctrine.
Yeah,
that
sir,
I have never...
Hold over to the third hour. But for those that don't know, police departments have a questionnaire on a test. Have you ever been a member of a militia? Ever been part of a pro-gun organization? Have you ever? This is the Sovietization of America, and they're setting us up for dictatorship. Stay there. Yes, I'm aware of that. I'd like a copy of that particular document. Stay there, Bob. Third hour straight ahead. Hope your station carries it. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Blackie.